For the first time, scientists have discovered the source of a tiny particle called a neutrino that came from outside our galaxy. For this week's Pittsburgh Tech Report, 90.5 WESA's Kathleen Davis explains how machines at the Pittsburgh Supercomputing Center help trace the particle's origin to the eruption of a black hole nearly 4 billion light years away.
About 100 trillion neutrinos pass through your body every second. They're invisible to the eye, but when they react with water molecules at a high speed, they emanate a bluish light. At a research center at the South Pole called Ice Cube, scientists have set up sensors deep in the ice, ready to detect that light when it appears. It did so in September, revealing one small portion of the path the neutrino took on its long journey.
The interesting thing about neutrinos is that they basically travel in a straight line because they're unaffected by magnetism.
The Supercomputing Center's Derek Simmel says the processing system helped trace that path back to its source in a distant galaxy.
They can confirm that, yes, indeed, it is a major source of this cosmic ray energy that they're trying to study to explain the nature of the universe and everything about it.
Even though neutrinos are among the most abundant particles in the universe, scientists still have a lot to learn about them. For the Pittsburgh Tech Report, I'm Kathleen Davis.
Pittsburgh Tech Report is supported by Ansys, developing engineering simulation software for clients worldwide since 1970.